How then? An honor set to a leg? No. Or an arm? No. Or take away the grief of a wound? No. Honor hath no skill in surgery, then. No. What is honor? A word. What is that word, honor? Air. A trim reckoning. Who hath it? He that died a Wednesday. Doth he feel it? No. Doth he hear it? No. Is it insensible then? Yea, to the dead. But will it not live with the living? No. Why? Detraction will not suffer it. Therefore I'll none of it. Honor is a mere suction. And so ends my catechism.
Go. Bid thy mistress, when mid drink is ready, she strike upon the bell. Get thee to bed. Is this a dagger that I see before me? The handle towards my hand? Come, let me clutch thee. I have thee not, and yet I see thee still. Art thou not fatal vision, sensible to feeling as to sight? Or art thou but a dagger of the mind, a false creation proceeding from the heat-oppressed brain? I see thee yet, in form as palpable as this which now I draw. Thou marshalst me the way that I was going, and such an instrument I was to use. Mine eyes are made the fools of the other senses, or else worth all the rest. I see thee still, and are thy blade and dudgeon gouts of blood which was not so before. There's no such thing. It is the bloody business which informs that to be thine. Now, o'er the one half world, nature seems dead, and wicked dreams abuse the curtain sleep. Thou sure and firm set earth, fear not the steps which way they walk, or fear thy very stones pray to me whereabout, and take the present horror from the time that now shoots with it. While thy threat, he lives. Words to the heat of deeds, too cold breath gives. I go, and it is done. A bell invites me. Hear it not, Duncan, for it is a knell that summons thee to heaven. All to hell. I have done the deed. Methought I heard a voice cry, sleep no more. Macbeth doth murder. Sleep, the innocent sleep, sleep that knits up the raveled sleeve of care, the death of...